Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. WVQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WVQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
I got a hand full of wonder seed. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery. Ain't gonna be green beans tree. Do you want a marijuana? Do you want a marijuana? Give me marijuana.
95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
The earth.
to hang around.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
isn't that the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City. WVQC.org, Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
FM.
FM. That's right. We are very, very strong at 95.7 FM. And we are, of course, known as WVQC. Low power to the people. How you doing, Burn Man?
I'm doing pretty good. Good and high today.
You know, I'm actually straight. Ran out of time. Didn't even have time to smoke one. You'll have to roll it up for me.
I'm rolling right now.
That's right. Well, anyway, if you don't know and you just tuned in, I am the Happy Hemptress. He is the Burn Man, and we are Hemp Rock Radio here at WVQC. And I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell you every show. Send us your money. Don't buy pot this week. Send us your money. Or split it in half.
buy half as much pot and send the rest of us to us because we need your money. That's just the way it is. We are a low power, cheap, poor station, but we have a great signal right now. So we'll give a shout out to Rob. He's on vacation. And a shout out to everybody else who's listening wherever you are. And of course, we are here till 2 o'clock today, Eastern. And right after us, you will see Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience. And we got a lot of other great shows, of course, before us on Tuesday is Speak Out and Speak Up. And right after us is Deeper Than Atlantis and many, many other really cool shows here. And, you know, we also do Media Bridges, or rather we are part of Media Bridges, so we also do public access. Let me say it that way. So if you, I know we have some shows airing, and I might have the schedule. Do you remember the schedule? I think I sent it to you.
No, I don't think I ever got it.
Turn your mic around just a little bit.
I don't think I got the schedule.
Okay, you might want to check your email. Well, the point is, if you live in Cincinnati area and get Time Warner Cable, you can get Channel 4 and 24 with public access, and you can watch our shows that, the Burn Man puts up.
But you can go to tbnk.org.
If you're in Kentucky.
It's Channel 21.
That's right.
The late schedule. And the Freedom of Speech hours late at night.
Yeah, when everybody's sleeping. When nobody cares what's going on. But, you know, that's not true because I get calls on the hemp line all the time, 2, 3 in the morning. Hey, I support legalization. I'm smoking one right now. So all the stoners are up, the people we're trying to get to. Maybe not all of them, but, you know, if you got some good pot that keeps your brain going a little bit and says, let's stay up and watch Hemp Rock TV.
A lot of people do.
That's right. That's right. So we have to educate them.
You can check it at Media Bridges.
Yeah, yeah.
With MediaBridges.org.
Absolutely.
And their schedule for Channel 4.
And 24. And you can also go to your YouTube channel.
Yeah, you can see some of the stuff there. Everything's not there.
Well, some of the stuff that you have time to upload anyway. And that's Pothead840.
Right.
At the YouTube channel. Of course, you can get to all of that from WEEDRadioNetwork.com and HempRock.com, of course. Now, I do have to tell you, since we're talking about Kentucky, we are supporting the Gatewood Galbraith D. Riley campaign for governor 2011, and our very own Carl, who's with our Teapot Party and one of Hemp Rock's volunteers, has now been appointed the director, the regional director for the campaign here in Northern Kentucky. And so between us and Carl, we're going to get the ball rolling here even better here in Northern Kentucky for Gatewood and D and make sure that they are on or win this year because they are on the ballot. So now, all you folks out there that aren't registered, now, this is the way it works. In Kentucky, generally, it comes down to about 10 to 15% of the population actually votes in the general election. So that means you other 85 to 90% of the people that sit around smoking and bitching, it's your fault. It's your fault that for the last 20 years that I've been involved, Gatewood has not won his race for governor. It's your fault that these idiots keep getting put back in and keep making it so you all have to go to jail. Now, we have to give them credit. The legislator of Kentucky did do a half-ass decrim, as you know. You won't get arrested for a minor possession under 8 ounces, or 8 ounces or less, if it's in one baggie, that is, in the state of Kentucky. But you will get cited to go to court, and you can face up to 45 days in jail, but not a year.
So take you to jail for the papers, though, and give you a year for them. That make no sense.
Are they still? I don't know. The paraphernalia is not a.
They ain't messed with paraphernalia laws. They ain't changed one bit.
Well, that's true. That's something we'll have to talk to Gatewood and a couple of the other attorneys about that, because the way it's written, I think, is it has to be a felony in order to be arrested now, or a misdemeanor, higher than that. So it depends on what the paraphernalia.
Well, paraphernalia is first class misdemeanor, carries 1 year.
It is a first class. Well, that might be true then. So here,
that one could be the marijuana. You can get caught with it as many times as you want.
Yeah.
And but the paraphernalia, second time becomes a felony. It's two times with papers.
Well, I have a way to fix that, Burn Man.
How's that?
Keep loose tobacco, and keep your papers with the loose tobacco. Then they're legal. Even if you don't.
Carry around packs of cigars, and I'm good.
I know. Well, you know, for people like me that don't want to smoke tobacco, pretend you do. Well,
I get rid of the tobacco.
not the outside. That's a debate we're going to keep doing, because that outside is still tobacco, Birdman, and it's still going to make you addicted to tobacco. So he says he's a non-smoker, but he's not. But, you know, it's still better than smoking, I guess, the rest of the crap inside of it and filling it with something else. It's kind of like taking out the crappy cream out of a donut and putting good cream in.
I enjoy them a whole lot better than cigarettes.
I bet you do. I could even say I do, too, even though I can't stand the cigar. But, you know, things have changed. When I was a teenager, I used to smoke Winchester. The little mini cigarettes. I thought they were cool.
Winchester. Grandpa smoked Camels. So that's what I stole from him.
My dad smoked Winston, so I would kind of like, when I was a kid and he didn't know I was smoking, I would like breathe in. I thought I was doing something really cool. I'd give me that secondhand smoke so I can get that tobacco, not knowing it's probably going to kill me later. So we'll find out if after 17 years of not smoking, if I end up with lung cancer from my dad's secondhand smoke. But you never know. I hope not. I hope that only smoking marijuana keeps me healthy. Jack would tell you that. Now, back to the point. It is, of course, election time. Get registered to vote. You can go online to do it. You can do that by going to WEED Radio Network and hemprock.com and look for the Rock the Vote banner. Click on that, and you can get registered to vote that way as well online. If you don't have online access, you can, as Burnman pointed out last week, go to your Bureau of Motor Vehicles. You can go to the post office, different places, get registered to vote. Make sure that your whole family is registered. Even if you have felonies, in case it's a felony that doesn't affect your voting, get out, get registered. If you're not going to be allowed to vote, they will tell you. So just take the time, do it, try it, see what happens.
Make sure your kids are registered to vote.
These
church people, they're doing it. Well, they make sure their kids are going to get out to vote.
That's right.
And if we don't do it, we're going to lose.
Well, maybe that's something that we can help organize, is start getting people to throw parties with their friends and getting them the registered cards and get their friends registered to vote. Now, here's one of the points that I'm going to make on today's show. We are, of course, going to play, and if you want to see the videos and you have online access, you can go to pbs.org and look for Fancy Farm. We were talking about that with Gatewood a couple weeks ago, and they did indeed break ground speaking at Fancy Farm. Now, Fancy Farm, as you know, Burnman, is a picnic, huge family picnic that started almost 150 years ago down in Kentucky. And it ended up, they did it to bring the politicians in so they could talk to the citizens of this little town and let them know what they're about so people could choose who to vote for. And it's ended up a legacy, and every year campaigns start at Fancy Farm Picnic and then launch their campaign that way. So last year, of course, we played the interview that the PBS guy did with Gatewood, and that was really cool. This year, we have him and Dee on the podium speaking to everybody. And again, you can go to PBS and see the video and listen to it. But for those folks who only have access to this radio show, maybe not online, or don't have time to go seek it out and watch it, we're going to play the audios from first Dee Riley's campaign speech, and then right after that, Gatewood Galbraith's campaign speech. Now, part of what their campaign is they are opposed to mountaintop removal of coal. And that was what the top of the show's song was. Let me put it that way. I played a local song from Wendy Oakley and the Posse. Actually, it was just Wendy Oakley and Senior Bull, the keyboard player of the band and our MC and artist. And the song was Coal Country. That is Wendy's version of saying stop mountaintop and stop the coal, because we don't need it. Now, did she say get hemp in the song? Probably not, but that's not the point, because she supports it. And that is really the point. We don't need to get the coal. We don't need to strip the mountains. We don't need to strip the coal. We don't need to make people die anymore in mines that collapse. All we need is hemp. You can grow the hemp on top of the mountain to restore the top of the mountain. That's what some of the Hemp Coalition in Kentucky is proposing. Stop mountaintop removal, and where you've done it, grow hemp. It'll not only restore the mountain, it'll restore the economy at the same time. So that is what the campaign stands for, and that is what that song is about, getting rid of the coal and stopping stuff that kills. Again, that was from Wendy Oakley and the Posse. And Boy, I'll tell you, there are so many things that I want to tell you about. Of course, we are the Teapot Party. And, of course, that is from Willie Nelson. And I'll tell you, Berman, I tried to watch some of Farm Aid on TV. Cool TV. If you don't know what cool TV is, folks, it is the modern rendition of MTV. Remember the old song, Dire Straits? I want my MTV. Well, now it's I want my cool TV.
Is that on Channel 19?
Actually, it's 64.2. The 19.2 is this TV for movies.
Oh, okay.
But the music station, the new one, started by the same guy who started MTV. Of course, he sold it out and they turned it to crap, as you know. It's not really music TV anymore. It's reality TV. Actually, that should be called RTV instead of RTV. That's retro. But, you know, of course, the nickname for it would be Retard TV, not to bash anybody because that's not what we mean. But that's its nickname. Point is, Cool TV is now the cool music station. It is on digital TV, 64.2. You can also catch it on cable stations or cable networks in different areas. But Saturday night, they broke off. They had a feed coming from Farm Aid. And I was actually recording this, and I was going to try to get the audio of it. So we're going to try to get it on YouTube later in the week for next week's airing. But they gave an award. The farmers have an association that helped put this together, and they gave an award this year to Willie. And I got about half of the whole stuff, the whole presentation recorded, and then all of a sudden it went blank. Cool TV lost their feed. Kind of reminded us of our station. Sometimes, but it stopped the feed and we lost it, and then it went about an hour later they finally went back to regular Cool TV programming. But they were supposed to be airing some of the live stuff from Farm Aid. So all I can tell you is from the report that I'm going to tell you, it was a fantastic success, except that I just didn't get to watch it. Now, if you were lucky enough to know that you could watch it live on the internet, you could have done that. So I bet you can catch clips of all the different bands. But this comes from KansasCity.com, and they say Farm Aid's first trip to Kansas is a good day marked by special moments. Farm Aid is a benefit concert. Its proceeds go to the organization's programs, which assist family farmers and encourage consumers to buy their products and not the corporate monoliths. Performers at the annual concert donate their time, and the entire show is produced with a spirit of benevolence and purpose. Let's help the little guy survive the giant. Sounds like David and Goliath, right? Saturday was the 26th Farm Aid. I got to go to about the third one, I think, when it was in Indianapolis. Great time. Did get a little tired and dozed here and there, but boy, was it good fun. let's see. The first time it came to Kansas, and the first time the concert at Livestrong Sporting Park in Kansas City, Kansas, home of the Sporting KC, our local Major League Soccer team, or I should say theirs. The show lasted more than 10 hours and comprised 16 acts that were paraded on and off stage with almost military-like precision. The sound was generally good. Well, they should have hired my son. It would have been great. But that's another story. The only glitch I noticed was some echo toward the north end across from the stage, especially when the music got hard and electric, like during Lucas Nelson's set. The place looked nearly 3/4 full at its fullest during Neil Young's set. Capacity for the soccer stadium is 18,000. For concerts, it can be as high as 25,000. The only major complaint? There was no all-for-one jam among the four big headliners, something Farm Aid has been famous for. In fact, between sets, the video screen showed footage of those from previous Farm Aids, like Willie Nelson and Paul Simon, singing Graceland. But given the nature of this event, more benevolence is due. It was a good day marked by some special moments. And here's just some of the acts. We had the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, the Hearts of Darkness, Ray Price, Lucas Nelson, and Promise of the Real. Jacob Dylan, of course, Bob's son. Jason Mraz, Dave Matthews Band, John Mellencamp, of course, him and Neil, the next one, and Willie started this. And then, of course, the Willie Nelson and the Family Band. The event's patriarch ended the evening surrounded by family, including Lucas and Amy and Willie's sister, Bobby, all in his band. Lucas took over vocals for a couple of numbers, including a tribute to his parents, fathers, and mothers. I've seen Willie many times at various levels of energy. This evening, he looked a little fatigued. It had been a long day. The show ended where it started, with some gospel music. Several members of the opening acts, including some of Mellencamp's band, came out and joined the Reverie. They changed that with some of Roll Me Up, Willie's postmortem wish, roll me up and smoke me when I die. That's how they ended it. That's great. I suppose a day devoted to praising and supporting local farming and agriculture, it was most appropriate to invoke the crop for which Nelson has become famous and nearly synonymous. Isn't that great? He ended Farm Aid with his song, Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die. If that doesn't say legalize marijuana at the end of Farm Aid, I don't know what does. Because that is what it's about. It's not only about saving the small farms, it's about kicking the butt of Monsanto and the farmers that think it's okay to use their product and put little guys out of business.
You need to watch a new documentary of Food Incorporated. You seen that?
Absolutely. I'd seen it, and I recorded it. It's on PBS. You can catch it on POV, the program Point of View. Berman is talking about the show called Food, Inc.
I just seen that last night.
Did you just watch it last
night? I don't even want to eat now.
Well, you know, talk about that for a minute. We can take a couple of minutes because that is on PBS's different stations, and you can probably catch it a little bit this week, although it does get repeated weekly. You might still be able to catch it.
You can find it online, too.
Absolutely, you can. The program that it aired on is called POV. It's Point of View. It's a documentary-type program that's produced specifically for PBS, like Frontline and some of the other programs. And this past week's episode was an airing of a documentary called Food, Inc. And, you know, even a butcher's daughter, I know these things, and it made me not want to eat. At least some of the foods that we are forced to eat.
They were washing the meat out with ammonia. Yeah.
You didn't know about the pink slime. We've talked about pink slime here, Birdman. You must have not been paying attention.
I didn't realize what it was.
Yeah, pink slime is where they wash the extra meat with ammonia and mix it up with the sawdust and the crap on the floor, and they grind it all up together, and they put it in your hamburger. Have you guys ever noticed the texture of hamburger isn't what it used to be? Think about it. You eat a McDonald's hamburger, even sometimes a Wendy's hamburger.
Seems like it ain't the way it was when I was a kid.
It doesn't taste the same.
Especially Precious Big Boys.
None of it. I don't care what meat you get, unless it's organic grass-fed, which you're not going to get at the fast food. Another program similar to that, Fast Food Nation. That's another one you want to watch. Point is that hamburger today does not taste the same. It doesn't look the same, and it doesn't feel the same in the texture, because it is not all muscle meat. Now, as a butcher's daughter and a meat wrapper, I can tell you what it should look like, what it should taste like, and what it should smell like. And the burgers today do not. Especially if you get the kind of stuff that's in the tubes, the cheap crap that all the grocery stores have. Stay away from it, folks. I haven't bought that stuff for 30 years. Even before pink slime, I stopped buying that crap. At least try to get something that you know is fresh ground. You can catch, you know, some chuck on sale. Not Burn Man, of course. He's for sale all the time. But you can go to get some chuck or some lean meat that's marked down or that's on sale cheaper than what your ground beef costs per pound, and ask the butcher to grind it. Or just take it home, trim a little of that fat off. If you have a food processor or a blender, throw the chunk of meat in there in little smaller, like, beef stew size pieces, throw it in your blender or your food processor, give it a few bzzz, you're going to have your own ground beef.
I got a better idea. I got all kinds of deer running around the woods behind me, and they look a lot more healthier than them cows did in Food Inc.
Well, I'll tell you, they're probably about as healthy as the squirrels and raccoons around my garden area. I got 3 peaches off of 2 of my trees this year, and they ate my 3 pears. All my peaches, and now they're starting. Oh, and my corn. I had 4 stalks of corn going. The raccoons just went, let's see what's up there. They yanked the whole thing all the way over and ate every kernel.
Oh, they've done snatching up my pears and everything.
I forgot about your pears. Yeah. Any left?
The ones they can't get at. The ones way out on the limb.
The ones that I can't get to also. Well, I'm going to have to come down your house with my extendo thing. That you can, like, grab things high. We'll see what happens. Anyway, the whole point here is go organic. Buy locally. Support your local farms. You can do that down at Findlay Market. You can do that at the Northside Market on Wednesdays 4 to 7. There's other ones, other places. Traded some corn and peppers for some of my tomatoes and stuff with my attorney Saturday. He was having a grill out. He went out to Newtown and had to go out there because Findlay was already out of corn. The point is, folks, eat healthy. Get off the fast food. If you're going to eat fast food, get the stuff that isn't bad for you and full of pink slime and animals that have been tortured before they're killed. If you want to learn, Food Inc. is one way to do it. And now, of course, along with that, add hemp to your diet. Again, I hate to say Kroger's. You can get this stuff at numerous places, including Kroger's, Whole Foods, other places. The different hemp milks, the hemp cereals, the granolas, the seeds. Get that into your diet. It makes you healthy, and it will help support our movement as well. Now, we've got a lot of other things to get to, so we're going to roll on up. I got a lot of news ready that we're probably not going to get to today. We will get to tomorrow, but I do want to get this stuff rolling up. So we are going to roll up track number 6, Burnman. We're going to give a shout-out to the Students for Sensible Drug Policy first. Then we're going to roll into D. Riley running for Lieutenant Governor with Gatewood for Governor for this year. And we may be back for a break in between. If not, we'll check the time. If not, right after that, we'll be followed with Gatewood Galbraith from Fancy Farm. If not, we'll talk to you in the middle. It's Hemp Rock Radio. I am the Happy Hemptress. He's the Burn Man, rolling the pot up.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Thank you all for having me here today. First time I've ever spoken at Fancy Farm, but it's not the first time I've been to Western Kentucky. I love Western Kentucky, and I love the mountains of Eastern Kentucky. I'd like to see their tops stay on them too, so that my children can see the tops of those mountains. When I drive around this state, everybody says to me, well, are you a Democrat or are you an independent? And I tell them, I'm a Kentuckian, and that's what matters first and foremost to all the people of Kentucky. I need your vote. When I drove in today, I saw the signs and the big banners and the $100,000 buses and all their logos wrapped on there. And I want you to know every bit of that is paid for by the special interest money that both sides have taken in this state and all the money that they haven't invested in the people of Kentucky. And that's so you won't notice the hole in the bottom of our boat, which is sinking to the bottom of the sea. And that is that we're the fifth poorest state in the nation. We have a poverty ranking of 23%. We lost 94,000 jobs. And all of that's happened not only while Mr. Beshear has been in office, but Mr. Williams has been in office as well. Now, it's long overdue we get these good old boys out of office. That's the real change we need. And as you can see, I'm no good old boy. Now, there is 50% of this state is represented by women. And it's long overdue we get women back up into that Capitol to think first and foremost. And I'm planning on, and I expect a lot of support from women. I'm even thinking Richie's wife might vote for me. And that'd be all right with me. I like her. She's a good gal, good Kentucky gal. And I want to point out something too. I think we need to compliment Mr. Abramson over here for even making it at all to Western Kentucky. And I noticed he just said that he had been able to travel over the past 2 years. Well, let me tell you, traveling a couple of years around Kentucky doesn't make you qualified to be Lieutenant Governor. So you say hello to him now, because you won't see him again until it's election time. I guarantee it. Now, I want to point out too, since we're on the subject of women, that only one man chose a female as his running mate, and that's Gatewood Galbraith. And I wanted to say something right here and now. I am honored to run with Gatewood Galbraith. I wanted to run with the only guy who stood up for the people, The only guy who did it for decade after decade, did he stand up here and fight for your message. I wanted to run with the only guy who got it right every time on every issue. This man has worked longer and harder for your vote than any of these other candidates up here. Gatewood Galbraith has earned your vote, and these guys don't deserve your vote. Now, I promise you, when we get in, the number one thing we're going to do is we're going to put jobs into Kentucky. Out of all these candidates, I'm the only one who has a marketing or an economics background. I'm the only one qualified to make this promise. And I'm going to promise it to you instead of promising you a bunch of lies. So you vote for us, November 8th, Gatewood Riley. And remember, when you get in that booth, we're all independents.
WVQC.
Yeah, right.
Radio for the people, by the people.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gatewood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at Facebook.com/Teapot Party or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. And you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Thank you very much, folks. Gatewood Galbraith here. First of all, I'm going to go away from my regular speech for just a second and tell you, Governor Beshear, that was the worst darn speech I ever heard anybody give. For a person who's supposed to be trying to come up with solutions to Kentucky's problems, for you to go over there and try to hide behind the bodies of our young men and women on the military. I've got an honorable discharge from Marines, and I was highly offended by it. And the reason you did that was because you were too damn cowardly to go down there and congratulate the Navy SEALs at Fort Campbell when you had the chance. And we were slamming you heavily, and you arranged this trip to go over there to try to buy yourself out of the predicament you put in. That's like trying to buy a room full of flyers for your girl after you've been caught cheating. And you should have used that time to come up here and talk about solutions to Kentucky's problems, not what your false patriotism is. My name is Gatewood Galbraith, and I'm an independent candidate for governor. We don't want a political party. My running mate and I... Hey, dear, if you're going to use your outside voice, go over and join the other children over on the playground. We're trying to get some serious conversation going on here, okay? So you go over with the other kids over there. You know, people say, Galbraith, you're a perennial candidate. And I said, well, Kentucky's got perennial problems. If the people had beaten me the first time and solved the problems, I wouldn't have had to run again. But they didn't, and they haven't, and they can't. Because neither party can produce a candidate that can disengage from the partisanship long enough to work with the other side to actually get the job done. The leadership of both parties had their horns locked up like two white-tailed buck fighting over territory while our business lays dead in the dust. And both of the parties are to blame for what we've got here. Neither party has presented any solutions to it. D and I are not asking you to vote against your party or vote for the other dreaded party. We're asking you to vote for an independent governor who does not care who gets credit for doing what's right for the people. If you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, if you've got a solution to Kentucky's problems, you can come to the governor's office where we stand, and we will do our best, and we will give you all the credit for it. If you come up with a good idea, Mr. Williams had a great idea the other day, and I complimented him on it. And I said, David, I said, when I'm governor and you're president of the Senate, we're going to put that idea through. But, you know, folks, I've got to tell you, Mr. Williams can't win this election. Mr. Williams cannot win this election. I'm sorry to say, only I can beat Steve Beshear, and that's because we got solutions to problems. We're not sitting up here trying to hide behind some false military patriotism. How many of y'all were satisfied with Congress's performance last week? How many were satisfied with Congress? The same thing's happening right here in Kentucky, and if you keep voting for these parties, it's going to continue to do just what happened up on a national level. There is no doubt about it. We need jobs. We need economy in this state. I've got an idea for it. I've got something I call the Commonwealth Incentive. Without raising taxes, if we stop the corruption in this state, we'll have enough money to pay for pensions and retirement and Medicaid. It's corruption's keeping this state poor. What I'd like to do is the Commonwealth Incentive, and that's give every high school graduate in the state of Kentucky a $5,000 voucher for books, tuition, and fees to any institution of further learning in the state of Kentucky that will train them into employability. I don't care whether it's truck driving school, cosmetology school, UK, UL, woodworking school, for books, tuition, and fees, no pizza, rent, and beer, no creature comfort. They can spend it within 10 years after getting out of high school. It's time we started talking about further education for everybody, not just higher education for a few. And our C&D students need to be trained into employability too. That will bring worker training programs into the state. It will bring emerging industries into the state because we will pay them to train our workers to work in that industry. It will also give these kids in poor counties some hope behind the high school diploma, besides the fact they don't have to go to school anymore or that they get to get a driver's license. We need solutions, folks. We need to give these kids in these poor counties hope. And the most beautiful part of it is not one penny gets spent until that person takes themselves to the training place to begin the training. The first dollar doesn't get spent until they take that first step towards entrainability. And that ought to save us money. It's not like building a $100 million campus and trying to entice people to get into it. We have many other planks in our platform, too. If you go to gatewood.com, you can see them all. First of all, we are against mountaintop removal. We don't want mountaintop removal. We need coal. We need coal, but we don't need that extremely destructive way of gathering it. We need coal, but we need to talk about the environment, too. Secondly, I want to freeze every tuition here in every college in the state of Kentucky. We're pricing education out of the hands of the people. We need to reform our tax code. You know, we need to reform our tax code. We need to go to a consumption tax and take the burden off the shoulders of the wage earners and small businesses in this state. Those are solutions. We must protect our state workers and stop these damn furloughs. And it's those furloughs. Hey, this man, Mr. Beshear, is not the nice guy you think he is. He furloughed you all while he hired 81 special policy advisors at an average of $75,000 a year while he was cutting the state workers' pay by 2%. That's not a nice guy. You're not a nice guy. You're not a nice guy when you lobby for 460% interest on payday loans from the people who are the hardest hit economically. That's not a nice guy. You're not a nice guy when you take 90% of your campaign dollar from people who do business with the state. All these signs you see up here, all these commercials you see run, they're paid for with your tax dollar because the big people money, the big money are giving them money to run on, but they expect to be paid back 10 times over by special interest contracts that are given out. And that's what's keeping Kentucky poor. That is what's keeping Kentucky poor. We must return order and accountability in the Fish Department, Fish and Wildlife. I mean, their money's being mismanaged. It went from a $15 million surplus to a $4 million deficit. We need to clean up corruption in this state, folks, and only an independent can do it. The parties are not the problem. Just like Ronald Reagan said, the parties and government are not the solution. They are the problem. We want less government. We want less taxes. I've got the endorsement of the Gun Owners of America in the past. I'm Second Amendment. And, you know, I would tell you this, folks, I've been trying to tell you the truth. Asked somebody the other day, he said, I'm going to endorse you. I said, why are you going to endorse me? He said, because you've never lied to us. I said, hell, if I was going to lie to you, I'd already been elected governor. God bless our military, God bless Kentucky, and God bless America. Give us your vote. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gatewood Galbraith, criminal law attorney and the last free man in America. You're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, WVQCLP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
Wow. Every time I hear Gatewood speak, it makes me go, he has to be governor! Now, how are we going to make him governor, Burnman?
By getting out the vote.
And that is November 8th, Tuesday in Kentucky. And, you know, we have to remind everybody, this is our opinion, not the station's opinion. They only allow us to come in here to be a part of this great station to speak our mind. And that's my mind, and that's Burnman's mind. Get out and vote. Get out, get registered. You heard what he and D both said. They want to change Kentucky for the better. And I think she said something about it being fifth bad education. I forget exactly how you want to say that. I guess I'm not educated enough. But I thought it was like they were third in illiteracy. So I'm not really sure where Kentucky lies. All I know is there are a lot of rural areas, a lot of counties that don't get people down there, and the facts are you have to educate yourself to know who's running. Please stop putting people like Governor Beshear back into office. He can run again. He was part of the speeches.
Yeah, he's running again.
Yeah, and you know, first of all, let me say thank you to PBS for airing Fancy Farm. It is a wonderful opportunity to be heard. It was on Kentucky's KET network from PBS, and they get down there every year, and within less than a week, Burnman, talk about professional. Saturday last week was the Fancy Farm, and by Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, it was already airing on 54 PBS. That quick, those editors got that stuff not only on PBS, but on their website already. Every person that spoke, you can go to PBS.com/, or I guess it's PBS.org actually, .org, / Fancy Farm, and you can get all of those speeches. And one of the ones that I really dug that I watched was Rand Paul, Ron Paul's son.
I didn't see that one.
You can go. It's so funny. And he even makes a joke about, remember the incident where when he was in college, him and his three buddies went and kidnapped some girl and blindfolded her.
The Aquabong.
Yeah, they took her down and made her pray to the Aquabong. Well, he made some joke on one of the other guys running and presented a fictitious story that they had kidnapped somebody, blindfolded him, and made him go do something. I forget. Of course, it was a reference to what had happened when he was in college. It's really funny. So I recommend you go watch Rand Paul and see what he says. And one of the things about Fancy Farm is that everybody knows that they're going to rabble rouse. That's just the kind of place and the kind of event that it is. It's the rabble rouser style of getting up in the podium and talking to the people in the town like they used to travel around and do that. And they say all kinds of things and nasty things and slam their opponents more than anywhere else throughout the election. That is the one you want to watch to hear all the slams. And a lot of it is joking, but most of it isn't. They just know they can get by with it there. So in Kentucky, if you want to find out who's running and listen to the truth, I suggest you go to PBS and watch them. Now, we got a lot of other things. I do want to mention this. This came out last week. This, you can go to Angus/ REID.com and look up polls. This is the majority of Americans are ready to legalize marijuana. As was the case last year, most respondents believe the war on drugs has been a failure. And we'd already know that, don't we, Burnman?
I've known it a long time.
Yeah, that's one reason why I got active in 1988. Because I knew then it was a failure, and it's only gotten worse. Many Americans continue to believe that marijuana should be legalized, but are not supportive of making other drugs readily available, a new Angus Reid public opinion poll has found. In the online survey of a representative national sample of 1,003 American adults. Now, that's not really all that many. 1,003 only. But even out of that, 55% of the respondents support the legalization of marijuana, while 40% oppose it. The groups that are most supportive of making cannabis legal are Democrats, 63%, Independents, 61%. Now, if all of those 61% of the Independents come out and vote for Gatewood and the Democrats, he can win. And, of course, 57% were men. Respondents were aged 35 to 54. It was 57% that said yes. However, only 10% of Americans support legalizing ecstasy. Smaller proportions of respondents would consent to the legalization of powder cocaine, 9%, heroin, 8%, meth or crystal meth, 7%, crack cocaine, 7%. Across the country, 64% of the respondents believe America has a serious drug abuse problem that affects the entire United States, while 1 in 5, which is 20%, perceive a drug abuse problem that is confined to specific areas and people.
I say you just legalize marijuana and the rest of them drugs will probably disappear.
Most of them. I agree. 1 in 20 Americans, or 5%, think America does not have a serious drug abuse problem. Only 9% of respondents believe the war on drugs, the efforts of the U.S. government to reduce the illegal drug trade, has been a success, while 2/3, or 67%, deem it a failure. And yes, it is a failure. When they have to keep increasing and increasing and increasing, obviously what they're working isn't, what they're doing isn't working. So that is, again, the Angus Reid poll. I can assure you there are other polls around the country and the world that say the same thing or even better. I mean, I bet if they asked 10,000 people, the numbers would go way up. But I don't know what to tell you. But this comes from Forbes. I will tell you about this. This is another aspect, another some more guys that say it's a failure. They're reporting about it in Forbes magazine on online.
So does anyone say it works?
Yeah, the people that want to keep it going so they can keep making money, of course.
I never hear from them.
No, they just keep getting elected into office and keep throwing us in jail. They think it's a complete success. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep it going. This, again, comes from Forbes.com. This is from the 10th, this past week. The war on drugs, doubling down on a bad bet. Now, I'm not going to read all of it because I'm almost out of time, but I'm going to give you the synopsis here. According to the New York Times, America's war on drugs has entered a new phase. It's so successful. Yes, I'm going to say it again. It's so successful that the CIA is planning to send retired military personnel and private contractors to Mexico to bring the battle to the doorsteps of the organized crime cartels. Well, that's not quite the story, they say. The decision to deploy mercenaries in Mexico is definitely from the Times, but the part about the success of the drug war is pure Washington spin. In other words, a lie and bullcrap. Indeed, the idea that the federal government is prepared to commit more money and more lives, and that Mexican officials are prepared to let the Yankee, I don't even know how to say it. I'm going to say Yankee, but it's not Yankee like you're thinking. It's Yanquis. Join the fight is testament to desperation on both sides of the border. The war on drugs, now in its fifth decade, was never winnable. All that's keeping it going is bureaucratic inertia and a lot of politicians who would rather destroy civil government in Mexico than admit that it takes more than true grit to prevail. President Nixon's speechwriters, you won't remember, coined the phrase war on drugs in 1971 and built a spanking new bureaucracy, the DEA, or the Drug Enforcement Administration, to fight it. The concept was simple enough. Stop illicit drugs at the border to make them scarce and deter use at home by throwing more buyers and sellers in the clink. But it didn't quite work out as planned. Vast armies of enforcers roam the planet, and hundreds of thousands of drug offenders rot in prison. Private prisons, to be exact, my add-in. But the last time anybody took an honest look, 2007, the street price of cocaine in the U.S. had fallen by half since 1984. The Colombian cartels, which rode to power on the strength of their willingness to kill in the early 1980s, no longer control that beleaguered nation. But Mexico is a battleground on which some 45,000 people have already died. And I'm going to add 3,200 of those from American guns our ATF sold them on purpose. And democracy isn't far behind, meaning it's almost dead too. Let's not forget Afghanistan, if only we could, where heroin traffickers own the economy and the government. I'm going to leave it with that because I'm going to finish this. There's two pages. I'm going to finish it with that because we're almost out of time. I'm going to pick up where we left off today from Forbes.com, and then we're going to talk about other things going on around the world. And tomorrow's guest is Tanya Davis. She is one of the people leading the one of the Ohio medical marijuana bills that they're trying to get petition signed to get on the ballot. There are going to be two in front of the Attorney General. Theirs has already been turned down once because of not enough signatures, and they are gathering the signatures again. And you can go to ohiopatient.net and join that fight and try to get medical marijuana here in Ohio. She will be our guest tomorrow. And from last week, we had Teresa Daniello from the Ohio Medical Cannabis Act, the other bill that they're trying to push through. We support them both. At least till they get on the ballot, right? If they do get on the ballot. The point is, let me just tell you this. I spent the entire week editing about five or six programs from the last few weeks. And then just as soon as I got it up to the server to get it up on the web, I lost my electric. The whole area went out yesterday. So by this evening and tomorrow, we will have some of the archives up that have been missing. And you can check out the archive with Daniela, or Teresa Daniello, and many others. And, of course, tune in tomorrow for the rest of the story. It is Hemp Rock Radio. Go ahead and roll up clip number 11, and we will be out of here. Jay All Day is up next with Cincinnati's Conscience. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow, 1 o'clock Eastern. I'm the Happy Hemptress. He's the Burn Man rolling it up. And we're Hemp Rock Radio. We're out of here.
Hey, Hemp Rockers, this is Chef Pottenhash, the Pottsbury Dope Boy. I was just reading my newly released cookbook, the first book ever released by Hemp Rock Publishing, Cooking with Cannabis and Other Psychedelics, by Chef Matt Inman, a.k.a. Chef Pottenhash of the Hemp Rock Cafe and Pottsbury Bakery. Now available from the Pottsbury Bakery or the Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Or 513-684-4367.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pottenhash. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WBQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WBQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.